Proclamation number 6436 of 27th of December, 1955. Right understanding requires working in love. You should take every opportunity to point out to your fellow human beings their task in life on earth, to shape themselves into love. You should always preach love and therefore be proclaimers of my teaching of love wherever this opportunity is offered to you. This is the task of those who offer themselves to me for service, and I will bless them if they take this task seriously and awaken their fellow human beings' sense of responsibility, if they encourage them to think about themselves. Wherever love is practiced, there will also be an understanding of the times in which humanity lives. Without love activity, however, people lack this understanding, and therefore they also don't take any indications seriously which announce the near end. Hence it is of no use to you to only mention the near end if you don't simultaneously admonish people to work with love, for the latter is even more important than the knowledge about the end. Love is the surest antidote in the coming time when adversity and misery will befall all people. Love is the lifeline when humanity is in danger of sinking. Where love is practiced, fear fades away, because people strengthen themselves inwardly through the working of love and because they are united with me through love, who will always be their protection in every adversity. Therefore, if you want to be of service to me, you must always point your fellow human beings to my commandment of love. You must teach them that their earthly life is and will remain an idle existence if they don't engage in unselfish neighborly love, and that they can only gain strength through a life of love in the time of adversity they are facing. Only a few will believe you. Only a few will listen to you without resistance and consider your words, and you can also inform them of what is coming, for they will not close their minds, they will consider it possible and mentally prepare themselves for it. Knowledge alone, however, will not help them, even though it should be offered to everyone. Because you yourselves cannot judge whether and to what extent your fellow human being is in love. Therefore you should always admonish people to work with love. Love should always be preached by those who want to be servants to me on earth. For unkindness is the greatest evil which causes people to walk in deepest spiritual darkness. An unkind person will rarely be touched by your sermon of love, yet even his ear shall hear it if his heart is closed. You should try to bring me close to everyone as the eternal lover. You should enlighten everyone that they can turn to the Father in greatest adversity, who is love himself and wants to help everyone who calls upon him. You should not miss any opportunity to talk to your fellow human beings about divine spiritual matters. Again and again you should try to direct his thoughts to what he constantly passes by. If your thoughts are constantly filled with my teaching of love, then you cannot help but share yourselves with everyone who crosses your path. And then you will also be good representatives of my teaching of love and my name. And therefore you must always make an effort to live a life of love yourselves in order to thereby give the spirit within you the opportunity to express itself. And this will impel you to speak wherever an opportunity presents itself. Your spirit will guide your thinking correctly and let you find the right words with which to address your fellow human beings and which will not fail to make an impression. But you should not be lukewarm and do half the work, for your work is urgent in the last days before the end. Love must always and constantly be preached so that people awaken and become introspective, so that they reflect on themselves when they follow you and your life. And therefore you should exemplify love to them, and your example will be more effective than words which you don't prove yourselves through deeds. Preach love and live out my teaching of love yourselves, and your work for me and my kingdom will always be blessed. Amen.